Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Is Hugh in charge of the music today? Is that what we're doing?
Listen.
There's a lot of worries.
I've been in Philly long enough to know that I am not about to sit on this station and try to make anybody feel better about the Phillies. I'm just trying to be realistic about the situation we're in.
You told me they're in a good spot in the standings. We're sinking stone.
They are in a good spot. And tonight, you know what? I feel like we need a little bit of juice. They're going to win tonight.
Okay, well, you guaranteeing it?
Yes. Where's my music?
Well, we weren't ready for that. Also, no one buys it.
No, no one buys it. It is. As a matter of fact, I'm going to make this parlay up. As always, I'm going to take the money line and I'm going to build it from there.
I don't give a
I know Kyle doesn't. I'm just trying. Listen, y'all miss me. Y'all need me. And I'm trying to give y'all a little something. Y'all miss me when I was gone.
then he came back.
Came back with this spin. It's going to be okay. It's not as bad as it seems.
Then you come back with this BS.
Total BS. I mean, this is baloney. This team is sinking fast.
I had 11 hours to really think about this.
Yeah.
I did.
You need 11 more. Telling me it's going to be all right. All right,
I think we're going to be okay.
215-592-9494. Are your thoughts in the Phillies? Are you in full-blown panic mode, which is where I'm at? Kyle is in mild panic, which sounds like a good spot to be in June. And Hugh thinks we're in a good spot. It's okay. He's just a little bit concerned. I'm worried about the team. You know, we don't know when Harper's coming back, which is obviously a huge deal for the offense. We got six just nothings in the lineup right now. And they're relying so heavily on the starting pitch, and the bullpen still is such an adventure every single day. All right, before we go back to the phones, shakeups. Could they do something different? Let's hear Topper after the game and try to unpack what he might have meant here. Topper after the game on maybe changes some things before they start this Cubs series.
Lost 9 of 10, a couple sweeps. Does it point where there's team meetings or you address the group or anything like that?
Yeah, we'll see.
Is there anything you can do with the lineup, you think?
Sure. I mean, we'll see, you know. I've been thinking about some different things. See what happens.
All right, Hugh, he says he's been thinking about some different things. So let's unpack what they could do here, right? Because the pie in the sky is, we'll go trade for a great player. Well, that's okay. Not going to happen today, right? That's probably not a today thing. So what could they do today? So there's two things in my head that could be done, like, immediately. Let's start with the simplest one. They could change the lineup up. Now, the problem is they have six guys right now because Bryce isn't out that aren't hitting. So they are what they are, right? Like, we're not going to create these special players overnight. They could, though, and they probably should, and we discussed this, I think it was Thursday when I was at Elliott, get Stott out of the leadoff spot.
He's
got to get out of the leadoff spot. That seems like simple to me. Then the question becomes, who's the leadoff hitter? Do you go back to Schwarber or Turner?
Trey Turner.
I agree with you. I would just put Turner there.
Because you're talking about your best hitter, try to get him on base, the speed. you know, and get cracked, just to get it cracking, trying to get something. And then, you know, rely on your pitching in that sense. Try to, like we will on the mound tonight, get him in the leadoff spot, try to get a couple runs, and just hope that your defense holds up on the back end.
If I was a top runner, I would go the top three of Turner, Schwarber, Castellanos. I mean, I'm not saying these are perfect answers, but they're the best three I have right now. And I need Bohm nowhere near the top of the order. And he'll probably end up four or five anyway because we don't have much. But, I mean, the end of that game yesterday, Hugh, was so indicative of the problem with the Phillies and how the lineup isn't deep and you're missing Harper. So Trey gets a hit, right? So we start, Stock gets out, but Trey gets a hit. So, all right, we got a chance. And what do? They intentionally walk Kyle Schwarber because you're not going to let Schwarber beat you. And then here comes Alec Bohm. Ground ball double play to end the game. I need Bohm nowhere near that. All right, so you and I are aligned on this. Let's get Stott out of the leadoff spot. I'd go Turner, Schwarber, Castellanos tonight. There is a bigger thing they could do, though. You know
that,
right?
What's that?
Well, they could fire the hitting coach. Kevin Long has been here now. This is his fourth year. Has anyone gotten
better?
I'm
conflicted on that, Joe.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you why. Because, obviously, I've never played baseball. But everybody that talks about Kevin Long and his ability to coach and get guys to hit better raves about him. And it has been stated to me and said that several occasions that if he had an opportunity to go somewhere else, people would be clamoring to get him. So now you have to ask yourself, is it the hitting coach or is it the players? Because the players are the one that are co-signing that he's a good hitting coach.
Yep.
So if he's such a good hitting coach, why aren't you doing what he's telling you to do?
So a couple things. I do think he's had a good career, right? He's with the Yankees. He was with the Mets, the Nationals, the Phillies. Like, his career is good. But how come – so I understand what you're saying. I understand what these players say. How come nobody gets better under Kevin Long?
That's the thing, because I feel like this. A coach's job, even at the professional level, is to talk about the nuances that makes your batting better and put you in a – especially – with this team that has historically, since I've been here, they've had long stretches where they've went cold.
Yes.
They've had long stretches. So where's the disconnect? And I need to know that. Because if he's as good as everybody say he is, why aren't you listening to what he's saying?
Maybe they are, but maybe the league has passed it by. So a couple things. One, I wonder if the message is getting stale, right? He's been with these same guys for a while now. That's one. Two, none of the young guys seem to be getting better. And Rojas isn't any better of a hitter than when he got here. Marsh isn't a better hitter than when he got here.
To be fair, Rojas, he started laying bunts down a little bit better.
Well,
I mean,
that.
Okay. But initially, you know, there was some growth.
But if you're citing his work with Rojas as a reason to keep his job, I'm fired now.
You know, I'm one of the Rojas guys. And I was just trying to say he tried to, you know, improve his game at some point, yeah.
Again, maybe Rojas is a lost cause. Maybe that's not Kevin Long's fault. Marsh has gotten worse. Bohm hasn't gotten significantly better. I think Stott has gotten worse. And then the other guys, like, you know, they're older. So is it his fault that Castellanos isn't what he was 4 years ago? Probably not. I just wonder if this thing is going the wrong way with the hitting coach and we get a new voice. Second thing, I saw this statistic today. The Phillies, so 8 out of 9 of their hitters have gotten worse this year against non-fastballs. Kevin Long's whole thing is hunt fastballs. Well, guess what pitchers are doing now? They're not throwing them as many fastballs. And they're struggling against, you know, curves and sliders and changes. Just wonder if the message has run stale. And the other thing, if you fire Kevin Long, it would send a message. Because you know who likes Kevin Long?
Bryce Harper.
And Schwarber. Those are the guys, Turner.
Those are the guys that I was thinking of when you hear them talk about him.
Yeah,
waxing poetic about him. So, yeah.
But maybe it's time to send a message. Like, with the way we're trying to do things, it's not working. Kyle, what would you do with the hitting coach who's got a great reputation, except no one seems to be hitting with him?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it could hurt. At this point, like, what's the worst that can happen if you fire Kevin Long? The offense sucks right now.
It wouldn't get worse.
I mean, I think the most unforgivable thing that Kevin Long's done here is just how nowhere Bryson Stott's gone at the plate. He was a guy that was it Kevin Long was saying he could be a batting title guy?
Yes, he did say that.
What the hell happened to that? Now it's not the elbow thing, at least as far as we know. He's not dealing with anything injury-wise. Like, he's not going anywhere. So, I mean, the Stott thing, Bohm, like, none of these young guys are getting better under Kevin Long. And I think you're right. It probably would send a bit of a message to the top guys in the lineup if Kevin Long went. And even, like, Topper, too. Like, because he'd be next, obviously, if you fire Kevin Long. So, I mean, they need to shake things up in a big way right now. I don't think that'd be the worst place to start.
I'm glad you brought that up. He did say that he thinks Bryson Stott could be a batting title winner one day. Bryson Stott is hitting 239. I mean, if that's the eye we have for hitting here, maybe we got the wrong eye. 215-592-9494. Jeff in Wilmington is up on WIP. Hey, Jeff.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Shout out to Hugh for keeping our entertainment weekend barely afloat with the reporting from Bucky's.
Well, thank you, man. Thank you very much.
Especially the toilet flushing. It really was a nice touch.
I hate that I didn't get a chance to go back, though. I need to go back.
When I went down there at the beginning of May and I stopped at the one in Tennessee, I remember telling you guys about that, and Joe and everybody else was like, the bathrooms? I'm like, yeah, it's a thing, man. When you're on the road, nice bathrooms are a thing.
No, and look, I appreciate a nice bathroom as much as anyone. I just, like, Hugh's sleeping in the bathroom, at least allegedly. It seems like a lot.
You know what's funny? And the bathroom attendant was in there when I went. That's why I was whispering.
Yeah, I think that made it creepier, don't you think?
Well, hold on. Did he catch you when you dropped this part?
I'm about to let this bathroom have it.
About to let the bathroom have it?
No, that's why I kind of whispered a little bit. I let the bathroom have it.
What do you think I did, Kyle?
The bathroom was immaculate.
I let the bathroom have it. What are you talking about? I stopped and got some snacks. And then, you know, I kept on my trip. What are you talking about?
All right. So this Phillies team, I'm somewhere between where Kyle is and where Joe is. I can't go where Joe is yet because I don't want to be that guy. I'm not ready for that stress in my life. So. You know, you basically have like eight dudes on the team that are actually playing well. You got the three guys in the hitting lineup, Schwarber, Castellanos, and Turner. You got three pitchers, Wheeler, Sanchez, and Ranger. And a couple of the guys in the bullpen, Ryan Kirk, are pitching pretty decent. The rest of them are absolutely horrible. I would actually put Boehm on the bench. I wouldn't even start him for probably a week. He's doing nothing for the team.
Well, he's not. And that at-bat yesterday, Jeff, to start us off, I mean, in the ninth inning, was ridiculous. I mean, you have first and second, and you're in a spot there. That relief pitcher's nothing special. If he puts one ball in the dirt, Turner and Schwarber are going to advance, right? They're going to be on second and third, and then a single can win the game. And instead, he just swings the first pitch.
Yeah, that's baseball 1-on-1. Late innings, you need a guy. You need a run, or you need base runners. You're not going up there hacking at the first pitch. And not only that, it wasn't even that. It was kind of a weak hit. Right up the middle. So this team is in trouble. With Harper out, it really does hurt the lineup because there's no one that really scares you except for maybe Schwarber right now.
Well, that's all the power. They are punchless outside of the power by Schwarber. They really are.
Yeah, and the pitching, the rest of the pitching staff. What's the guy's name that put his hair in cornrows?
Luzardo.
Luzardo. He's got a better chance of winning the Cy Sperling Award for Hair Club for Men than he does the Cy Young Award.
And that's
a good one.
Yeah, that's good. And it's Hugh's fault because Hugh, for no reason last week, was someone putting him in the bullpen. Then he gave 20 runs and 2 starts.
So we're really at the point where we forgot Jesus Lizardo's name. That's how bad he's been pitching over the last
two
games.
I have 20 runs and 2 starts. Wild. It's amazing.
Forget his name. I'd like to have him on another team. That's where I'm.
Well, I haven't fully given up on Jesus. Jeff, we appreciate it. I'm not quite there yet. He was really good for
the
2 months.
The Bohm thing I get, but
yeah, Bohm,
now we're, all,
yeah,
now
Bohm,
we're dumping Jesus Lizardo.
Yeah, well, we're in a bad way. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's no way to say it. So how about this? So with Bryce Harper out, and you heard the audio from him last segment, I don't know when he's coming back. It doesn't sound like he's super optimistic that this is going to be a sure thing. I'm not sure when the Phillies will have a second player get to double-digit home runs. So Bryce has 9, but we know he's going to be out a little bit, right? The next closest player the Phillies have to double-digit home runs this year is Trey Turner, and he has 7. And he just had a little power burst. I mean, Trey certainly could hit 3, you know, over the next few weeks. But I think there's a real chance we get to the end of June, and the Phillies only have 1 player with double-digit home runs. It's not enough. They need more offense. Aaron is up next on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron.
Man, I feel like I have been to the assistant vice principal's office this morning. So I have to change the way that I do things per Kyle Quinn. So let's get to the point.
You getting in trouble, Aaron?
I did get in a little bit of trouble, but Joe, if you would let me get to my point.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I have a few things to add for ideas for the WIP Roadshow, this idea that I have. So
okay, we all can't wait.
The point at hand, I want to be wrong, okay? I want to have the Super Bowl syndrome with the Phillies. Unfortunately, the eye test is what it is, and if it looks like a duck and quacks like a duck, likely it's a duck.
Well, I mean, if you're looking for pushback, I'm not the one to give it. They're a duck right now, Aaron. There's a chance this team just flat stinks, and the next 6 weeks this thing's going to topple over. I mean, that is certainly possible after what we've seen the last 10 days.
And I made a comment on Friday about Topper not making it to the All-Star break, and you know, we need some big changes on this team, and unfortunately, you know, I love the guy. You know, he's like your favorite uncle. You know, the players love him because he's that type of personality. But you know, we need some fire, we need some energy, we need something to kind of be the catalyst to ignite this team. And you know that, and then also, unfortunately, I think everybody's on the table come trade deadline.
You mean like to sell?
Yeah.
Are you getting rid of
Giannos? Not Harper because he's on IL, but Schwarber, Turner, Bohm, everybody.
I'm sure the suitors are going to line up for Alec Bohm right now, Aaron. I mean, there's probably a line outside of teams saying I want
to line up for him at the end.
Yeah,
of the
I mean, I, look, if they topple over, Schwarber is obviously, you know, teams would line up for him. I mean, but Bohm, I mean, come on, Aaron, nobody wants Alec Bohm.
Well, and that's the problem is that kid. You know, he threw a tantrum, and he's continuing to throw tantrums. And unfortunately, you know, whereas with the Eagles, we were blessed with a certain mentality, the Phillies are the exact opposite. But hey, guys, can I get to my 3 ideas? I've got, you know, a few ideas.
3?
Number one, 2.
Yes.
If I'm your agent, it is to be time, my friend. Because that video that you sent out and that creeper voice that you had, I mean, you want to talk about terrifying.
Oh, you mean in the bathroom?
And creepy all in one.
Yeah, it was uncomfortable.
I mean,
yeah.
If I'm your agent, I'm calling Tubi and saying, hey, my man is ready for the next horror movie.
I didn't even get a chance to talk to my people in Atlanta about Tubi because I got so busy.
Yeah, you didn't think it was creepy? Like, imagine if you were in the bathroom, you heard a man whispering at 4 o'clock in the morning by getting live. I'd run.
I didn't think about it like that.
And the other thing is I think we got to do the WIP Roadshow. And Hugh, you're again, you're going to be the star. I think you got to do a remote broadcast from Bucky's, and you're going to film Joe and Hugh in the car driving down there. You're going to have them in the bathroom. You're going to have them doing, you know, Joe can see just be in awe of what Bucky truly offers. And then the last one is Hugh and Broads going to a Flyers game.
I'm definitely going to Flyers game, bro.
That last one is a great idea.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to Flyers game.
That would be fun. Aaron, we appreciate the phone calls. Yeah, I mean,
even though I ain't asked him to go, yeah. I just feel like that's in the
I don't think he's going to turn down the idea of going to a game. You didn't think it was creepy in the bathroom?
Mm-mm.
You were.
Mm-mm.
How?
Because I was whispering.
That's the creepy part.
But no, it's 4 o'clock in the morning
that
and nobody
makes it
was
even
there.
Way worse.
Yeah.
Do you know what they were
How
doing
did you
at
know
4 o'clock
someone
in the morning?
No one was there. But what if someone
well,
was
it was the the bathroom attendant was in the bathroom and he was talking to somebody, and when the guy left, it was just me.
Yeah, and the attendant.
Hey, he'd be all right. Yeah. He don't know me from Adam.
I know he didn't, but he heard you say you're gonna get live.
But he don't know what that means.
He probably did.
They sell the gun things in Bucky's. What you put the guns in? They sell those.
Holsters?
No, not well, they have the like the suitcase, the gun case.
What does that have to do with anything?
No, I'm just saying they have everything at Bucky's. They have everything. I walked into Bucky's, right? And I thought I wanted a t-shirt, but then the t-shirt that I wanted was too small, so I couldn't get it. And then they had like the wall of beef jerky, and then they had the smoked meats in the back.
What did you end up eating?
I ate this breakfast sandwich because the brisket wasn't in. And the lady told me, because when I was filming, as you can see in the first video, I walked in and she said, you came in at a good time. She said, normally it's really packed and it's hard to move around.
Yeah. It was like 5 o'clock in the morning.
It was 5 o'clock in the morning. So she was like, normally it's hard to move around. She said, so you came at the right time. So I sat around. I was in there for about an hour, you know, just walking around and trying to figure out what I wanted to get. And there were a lot of people that were coming in that got a huge haul. I got some friends of mine, I ain't gonna put their name out there, but they're probably listening. They spent like
$400. $400 at a gas station?
They bought a lot of different stuff, and then they proceeded to text me and blame me for them spending that kind of money at Bucky's. Mm. And I was like, hey, Nicole, I didn't tell you to go to Bucky's and spend all that money.
That's on you. All right, let's grab Dave in Bethlehem thinks it's too early to panic here on the Hugh Douglas School of Thought. What's up, Dave?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, gentlemen. Good
morning, Dave.
Yeah, so you know, last year the Mets, they're tanking before the All-Star break, and they, you know, played well at the end. You know, last month you guys were saying how the Phillies were really well to the All-Star break and then tanked afterwards. So it's like running a half or full marathon where you struggle a bit. You're not the fastest. You're not the fastest out there, but you eventually get momentum, and you do well at the end.
So, Dave, those are fair examples, but don't you think that those stand out to us like they're the outliers? Like most teams that stink and show you reasons they stink don't just suddenly get to the NLCS. Like you put that it's a fair example, right? The Mets struggled and the guy was Jorge Lopez threw his glove to the crowd. Like they were a joke last year and then they got hot. And Dave, I suppose the Phillies could, but you use the example of the half marathon. If your foot is in severe pain, you know, a quarter of the way through, you think it's just going to get better and like you're going to run and finish strong? Or maybe you
broke, push through the pain.
Yeah, or maybe you broke your foot and you're in big trouble, Dave.
Yeah, it all depends on how bad it
is. Yeah, when you go 9 in 10, you're in real big pain. So it's like running the Boston Marathon. You sit there, you do well, and like, hey, you go too fast, and you're like, this is good. You cramp up, and you're like, oh, this stinks. But you realize, hey, you're almost there. You're at mile 23.
Sure.
And you're like, you just gut it out.
So, but and, Dave, all right, so that it's all like I get the analogies. Yeah. What about this team makes you feel like they're going to be fine?
Fine? I say it's not too early to panic. I would say wait till the All-Star break. See how it goes. Because,
but like, what do you think is going to change in the next? Like, do you think Max Kepler is going to start to hit like between now and the All-Star break, or Brandon Marsh is going to suddenly hit be
hope.
A good hitter? Yeah, but like, why are these guys going to markedly change?
No, you're right. You could have very valid points. Very valid points. So it's like, yeah, they're struggling. That's
see,
what it is.
Let me help you out. I think because it's the ebb and flow of baseball season.
But
I think
when is the ebb or the flow? What are we in right now? We're in the ebb? Ebb is bad?
Ebb is bad.
Ebb is bad.
So when is the flow? Hopefully soon. For Max Kepler and Brandon Marsh
and Alec Bohm, hopefully.
Hey,
I mean, because so, that's all you got. My fault, Dave. It's your fault. Just speak, Dave, because I'm jumping all in, Dave. Conversation.
Sorry. So to make you guys happy and think of something that's positive,
mm-hmm.
a lady called last month mentioning how, you know, she trained for a half marathon, got injured, got paralyzed, but, you know, Brandon Graham helped motivate her to walk again.
Yes. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that's a great call.
Yeah, so Devontae Smith is having his annual softball charity game here in Lehigh Valley at the Iron Pigs mm-hmm. Coca-Cola Stadium on Saturday, June 28th. Devontae Smith is obviously hosting it, but Brandon Graham is scheduled to be one of the players again there. So they also do meet and greets to meet all the players. So that's something that's great because Darius Slay is going to be there. The Kobe Dean's going to be there.
So it's a wonderful event. Happy for Devontae. I'm glad you brought it up. How does that make me feel better about the Phillies?
That was a shame.
No, like I don't mind the plug. We support those guys. I'm trying to tie it into your point on the Phillies, and I'm missing that connection.
It's to take your mind off the Phillies.
Oh, I get it. It's
to take your mind off the
Phillies. I need that. Because I'm panicking, Dave, and you're not helping.
That's the Eagles panic button.
Yeah. Well, look, the Eagles do make me feel better about the Phillies. Sure, we have one team in town that obviously is great. This one isn't. 215-592-9494. Are you in full-blown panic mode? I am. Kyle's in mild panic, which is maybe the first time I've heard that in a while. Hugh over here thinks things might be all right. It's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay, man. Mm-hmm. People are texting me, talking about, why do you think it's going to be okay? Because you got to be positive.
No, you don't. You yell.
You don't. You got to be positive in situations.
No, you could call it like it is. And right now, they're in trouble.
Somebody has to step up. We know how important Bryce is to this lineup.
Yeah.
Somebody has to step up.
So I agree with you, but I just don't know. If they feel like Jenga to me, where like if one piece gets out of place.
I hear you on
they're
that.
They're falling over here, man. All right, we'll get to all your phone calls coming up. Are you in full-blown panic mode? Rhea Hughes going to join us in studio as well.
Rhea.
On the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This Father's Day, give Dad the gift of grilling greatness. It's grilling season, everybody, and there's no better way to celebrate with Dad than grilling up some Hatfield marinated pork tenderloins. They're packed with flavor, easy to cook, and guaranteed to make Dad feel like the king of the cookout. But here's the thing. Don't let Dad cook them. If you know how to cook, let Dad go ahead and chill out. They have Tuscan herb. They have honey garlic teriyaki. They have lemon garlic. They got so many different flavors that match Dad's, you know, whatever flavor he wants. Make this Father's Day one to remember. Visit simplyhatfield.com and put some Hatfield pork on Dad's fork.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.